Theoretical recap. A function in Python is a reusable, named block of code that performs a specific task. You define it once using the def keyword, and call it as many times as needed throughout your script. Functions can accept parameters, inputs, and return values, outputs, using the return statement. This makes your code modular, readable, and easier to maintain, essential qualities in a security automation context where scripts are often reused across different targets and scenarios. A common mental model. Think of a function as a machine. You feed it raw material, arguments, it processes it, and it outputs a result. For example, def double n, return n2 takes a number and returns its double. The modulo operator percent is key here, and %2 returns 0 if n is even, and 1 if it is odd. This is a fundamental pattern used constantly in scripting and automation. Common mistakes to avoid: forgetting the return statement, the function then returns none by default, confusing print with return, printing displays a value but does not make it available for further use in the code, and not testing edge cases such as zero or negative numbers. Mini example. Python. Def est underscore pair n. Return n percent 2 equals equals 0. Print est underscore pair 4, hash true. Print est underscore pair 7, hash false. This pattern, a function that returns a boolean, is a building block for filtering, branching, and automating decisions in security scripts. Workshop brief. In the context of network security and port scanning, ports are identified by numbers ranging from 0 to 65,535. In certain analysis scenarios, it can be useful to distinguish between even-numbered and odd-numbered ports, for example, to apply different scan strategies, filter results, or categorize services. This workshop challenges you to write a clean, well-structured Python function that determines whether a given port number is even or odd, and to integrate it into a small, practical script that demonstrates its usefulness in a realistic security automation context. Your first task is to define a function called est underscore pair port that accepts a single integer argument representing a port number, and returns true if the port number is even, false if it is odd. The function must use a return statement, not a print comma, so that its result can be reused programmatically elsewhere in your code. Pay close attention to this distinction. It is one of the most frequent sources of confusion when learning to write functions. Once your function is defined and individually tested, you must integrate it into a script that processes a predefined list of port numbers. You can define this list yourself, but it must contain at least 10 port numbers, including a mix of well-known ports such as 21, 22, 80, 443, 8080, and others of your choice. Your script must iterate over this list using a loop, either for or while, your choice, and for each port, display a clear message indicating whether the port is even or odd. For example, port 80, even, or port 443, odd. The output must be clean, readable, and formatted consistently. As a further step, extend your script to count and display the total number of even ports and odd ports found in the list. This requires using variables to accumulate counts across loop iterations, a pattern you have already practiced in previous workshops. Make sure your final output clearly summarizes these totals at the end of the script's execution. Finally, reflect on the practical relevance of this kind of function in a DevSecOps or pen testing workflow. Add a comment block at the top of your script, using hash, briefly explaining in your own words how a function like est underscore pair port could be useful in a real security automation tool. For example, in a port scanner, a firewall rule generator, or a network audit script. This is not a throwaway step. The ability to connect technical implementations to professional use cases is a core competency for a cybersecurity specialist. You have 2 hours to complete this workshop. You must submit your solution, a single .py file, before the deadline expires. Work at your own pace, but be mindful of the time. You are fully allowed to consult the previous chapters of the course, your own notes, and any internet resources you find useful, official Python documentation, forums, etc. You may also seek help from peers or instructors, but the final code you submit must be your own work and reflect your personal understanding.